AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Senior officials in the Trump administration are doubtful about Russia's approval of a coronavirus vaccine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Speaking in Taiwan, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says it's more important to have a safe and effective vaccine against the coronavirus than to be the first to produce it. Azar told ABC transparent data is needed on the vaccine to prove its safety and efficacy. He also notes the US has six vaccines in development under the Operation Warp Speed initiative. Meanwhile, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway has expressed skepticism about the testing backing up Russia's claim. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Alex Azar is again accusing China of failing to adequately warn of the coronavirus after it was first detected in Wuhan.
The Chinese Communist Party has had the chance to warn the world and work with the world on battling the virus, but they chose not to, and the costs of that choice mount higher every day.
China says it communicated information about the virus as soon as it had it. Police near Tulsa, Oklahoma say a sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who tried to grab another deputy's gun following a brief chase early this morning. The deputies in Oklahoma were not hurt. Crews have been looking through the rubble of three row houses in Baltimore destroyed by a gas explosion.
They did locate the body of an adult male, so that brings our total fatality up to two.
Blair Adams is with Baltimore Fire. The school says a student at Southern Arkansas University was killed, another wounded, in a shooting in a campus parking lot early this morning. The school says the incident is under investigation. A civil rights lawyer plans to sue the police and school district in Key West, Florida, over the arrest of a crying 8-year-old boy accused of punching a teacher. This is AP News. New Zealand is reporting its first cases of local transmission of the coronavirus in the country in 102 days.
We have four cases, all in one household.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the cases come from a household in Auckland.
More than one workplace, however, is involved. Contact tracing is underway. But currently, we know that of those workplaces, it means that we are not talking about one distinct suburb in Auckland.
Auckland is New Zealand's largest city. People are being asked to stay at home starting tomorrow, while bars and many other businesses will be closed. Ashley Bloomfield is New Zealand's health minister.
This is a tricky virus. We have been working on the basis that it could be at any time and been preparing for that time. That time is now. The health system is well prepared.
Traveling to Auckland, New Zealand will be banned. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.